Every Netflix, every day up. Every day patches the night up. Oh God, you should match it, that's a KO. No, I lied until I fucked my 28th up. 1990, yeah, my family had that acra.
Welcome to the Fourth Dimensional Podcast. I know it's been a long time, but it's September 4th, the end of summer. And I've been saying that for about a month now, but it really is. And I don't know what got into me last night, but something clicked. And I'm very, very fucking inspired right now. And I feel very great, very inspired right now. I don't want that feeling to go away. And it can go away very quickly. I could stay in and try to reach level 200 on Fortnite. I could try out this new game I have. I could sit on my computer and change the cover of all of my albums and play around or some shit. I could beat my dick all day. You know? I could do nothing. But that's not what I'm gonna do. Because I'm very inspired. I'm too inspired. I'm way too inspired to fuck this up for myself. I gotta stop saying it. Look, this episode was gonna be on sharpening your sword. Because about a week ago, I made a reminder. I was cooking and I thought about the video. I was listening to Summer 4. And on Summer 4, there's a song with a, not a sample, but I guess it's called a sample. No, it's not called a sample. It's just like with a little thing of some guy, I forgot, talking about, I think it's Better Ideas. He was talking about sharpening your sword and saying it's better to go out there with a flimsy sword and learn how to use it and get better with it than it is to spend all your time inside sharpening your sword and you never fucking use it. You know, you can have the best sword out there, but you're not using it. You know, it's better to go out there with a nice flimsy sword and then learn how to sharpen it while you're out there than to spend all your time inside. And you can have the best sword ever, but if you're not using it, what the fuck, you know? What's the point? What's the fucking point? I think that's all I have to say on sharpening your sword. Actually, no. I have a few things to say about Summer 4. So, I re-listened to Summer 4 about a week ago. Like I said, I was playing Horizon Zero Dawn, and I thought, like, why don't I just listen to it this time? I think I started it with headphones on and while cooking, and then eventually, you know, listen to it the whole time, you know, like getting everything ready. And I was really, really inspired. I don't know why, because I always used to hate that album. I hated that album. But I felt very fucking proud of what I accomplished, because there are so many times where I listen to a lot of music. So, you know how people say you can't fully understand an artist, or you can't fully understand some type of media, or you can't review or critique this media perfectly unless you've tried it before. I'm not saying I started doing music because I wanted to understand what it felt like and critique it. Nah. But I am just saying that. Sorry, I'm getting so distracted by this fucking TV. Let me turn this off. All right. But I am saying that I understand it more than the average Joe because I actually make music. I understand it more. And something I'm noticing I'm really good at is conveying my emotions and creating a point in time. And this might just, I might just sound like a fucking dumbass because it's probably just me because I know my life and I know when I hear something that I made, I know exactly what that means, but someone else might not mean that. You know, I might just be wrong. I might just be saying all this shit because I know me. And when I hear something that's me, I'm like, yes, I know that. That's me. But I feel like if someone else listens to my shit, they will understand me as well. And understand what point in time I was in. I think I've done a really good job of conveying that. Summer 4 was a perfect representation of the summer of 2020. It was a clusterfuck of emotions, a clusterfuck of sounds, and it started the optimistically and ended pessimistically. It ended nihilistically. What's the other word? I forgot it, but it's like it's nihilism, but not even that. It's you choose to believe in a God, but you don't care. That's what it is. I mean, not you choose to believe it. It's like you do believe that there is a higher power out there, but you don't care. That's what it's called. I mean, that's what it is. I don't know what it's called, though. I think Agora is something like that. Who gives a fuck? Look, Summer 4 perfectly represented the summer of 2020. And I feel like a year from now, when I go back and listen to the fucking 6 albums I made this year, I will hear it and think, wow, I can't believe I made this in this moment in time because I completely understand it, completely know what the fuck this was and this is. And I just like doing that. I'm gonna keep recording myself because about 3 days ago, late night, maybe 2 days ago, I was just listening to one of my old podcasts, the first How I'm Feeling Now. And it was like in January. It was in January. It was in January. And it was just talking about what I did in January. And it was very fucking, that felt so long ago. It's sad because I still see a lot of that in me today. And that pisses me off. But I am glad of the things I did this year. And I'm gonna keep referring to this year as the ending because this is the ending. This is the end of summer. I'm not going to the skate park anymore. I'm not going anywhere anymore. All I'm doing these next 3 months is canceling Apple and getting 3 months free of Spotify for $10. And then I'm just gonna work. Work for my PC. And with my PC, I will make videos. And with those videos, I'm gonna upload those videos to YouTube while doing TikTok, while doing this podcast, while making music. And I'm gonna try my fucking hardest to do everything I can to make it. I seen a video by Better, no, I think it was by Sisyphus 55. He makes a lot of videos on philosophers and philosophies. And there's this one video I saw, I think it's his most recent. It was called You're Chasing the Wrong Goals. And he went in a direction I've never fucking known he was gonna hit. Because a lot of his videos are very, very relatable. But this one, like, oh my God, it's literally me right now. This is what inspired me. And I don't remember it fully, so just go fucking watch the video. It's called You Are Chasing the Wrong Goals by Sisyphus. It's a stick figure animation video. And he said something along the lines of, because you are chasing the wrong goals, that is why you are alone in your room, looking for any sort of attention, any sort of love, any sort of like or anything. And then he went into becoming famous. And it was really like, holy fuck. Like, he was saying that people will want to become famous or want to be rich because, or they want to become famous because they never had any friends. So they want any sort of acknowledgement to make them feel like it was worth it, maybe to make them feel like it was good, to make them feel like what they did was warranted, because they just want a friend. And I thought about that so hard. Pause. And I was like, am I trying to become famous because I want friends? Because I could do all of this shit. I can blow up in the podcast and blow up on YouTube and blow up on TikTok and blow up on social media and then start my clothing company that I always wanted to do. But, like, not just clothing. I'll expand that clothing into, like, Hidden NY type shit, you know? Or Supreme, where they're just making, like, bricks and, you know, like bike keys and backpacks and shit. You know, Hidden NY, they making ashtrays, and you know what I mean? Like, I'll expand it into, like, where it's not just clothing, it's just everything, you know? And then I'll mix that in with my music. It'll be like golf. You know, when Tyler drops a new album, he has a new line, but it's not a golf line, it's specifically his album, but it'll drop on golf.com. And you know what I mean? I wanna do that. I want to get enough money to where I can wear whatever the fuck I want and shit on the people on TikTok and say, hey, you fucking loser, stop wearing cargo pants and cargo, I mean, and dunks, you fucking loser. And vintage graphic tees that you pay $60 for. You know? I don't know if I want to become famous because of that. But if it is, if that's true, and then I'm just gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep going and figure it out as I get there. And I know I talk a lot about killing myself, but seriously, I have no problem ending it at 27 if this is too much, if becoming famous is too much. And I also know I'm talking very confidently, like I'm going to make it, which I am. I am. It's not that hard. It's hard, but relative to getting in the NBA or becoming rich off of a fucking 9 to 5 with no college degree, it's not that hard. Plus, I'm gonna go to college as well. I just need to figure this shit out. I have to do it. But I wanna. I just really, really, really need a PC. And I know, yeah, there are niggas out there, even YouTubers, like, you don't need the best shit to make it. You don't need the best shit to start. I don't need the best shit. I just need something. And I know PCs are expensive. That's why I'm looking for a pre-built mid-range PC on sale. I'll get a 1440p at most monitor, you know. I'm not gonna get no crazy shit. A little cheap keyboard, $10. I'm not even gonna, you know. I just want to use, you know, whatever the Final Cut Pro, not that specifically because that's on Mac only, but I'm talking about whatever the other ones are, you know. I want to use Ableton. I want to actually use this shit and edit, and, you know, I want to use Photoshop for, you know, I want to use this shit. I can't use it on my fucking phone, no matter how good it is. My phone is only 64 gigabytes, bro. I've ran out of space so long ago, and I only had this for a year. I did not know that this was going to be so, all the shit I have on it was going to be so taxing. I don't even have anything on it, bro. That's the crazy thing. I don't play games. I don't have it. I have 550 photos. That's it. And most of my fucking shit, most of the, like, my storage, I think is just my music. Yeah. My music takes up 5 gigabytes. If I delete all of my fucking music, then it's only gonna go down 5. Because I've used 58 gigabytes out of 64. Like, I'm just, all this other shit aren't even apps. It's just like, other system data is 26 gigabytes, bro. I can't delete that. That's like iOS and shit. I'm just saying. I know there are cheaper alternatives to getting a fucking $1,000 PC. I know it's kind of a little fucking stupid, but I'm thinking about longevity. I want a device I can use and, you know, use forever. I want a device that I can use by the time I get money to upgrade. I won't even need to. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I don't want a little $600 laptop because I know that shit's gonna break in 3 years and I can't do nothing about that. I want a PC. I want something I can do literally everything on. Because I'm gonna do everything. If I wanna make some clothes, I wanna get on Photoshop and be able to render that shit in 4K. If I wanna make a video or a fucking movie, which I've been thinking about for the longest, I wanna make a short film, I wanna be able to do that and render that shit. You know? I wanna stream. I wanna play games. I wanna do all of this. So I need a device that can do all of it. Not just edit. Not just something a little cheap that I can start off with. I need something I can actually do this with. And I'm gonna get it. And once I get it, I'm gonna work my fucking socks off. Because I'm so inspired. I already told myself I'm gonna hit 1,000 followers on TikTok by the end of the month. Working towards it. I have no interest in playing video games right now. Horizon Zero Dawn is awesome, but I don't want to play it right now. Disco Elysium is awesome. 12 Minutes is awesome. Final Fantasy VII Remake is awesome. But honestly, the only game I want to play right now is Undertale, because I know that's going to inspire me more. The book I'm reading right now is Catcher in the Rye, which right now I don't fully understand it. I don't understand the hype right now. I'm literally like 15 pages away from halfway through the book, and I'm just waiting for something cool to happen. I don't fucking understand it yet. I really don't get it. I don't really feel like doing tattoos. I don't feel like buying chains and clothes at all. There's one thing I'm looking for in the mail. Two things, actually, but I think I got scammed on that thing, so I'm not even thinking about that. There's one thing I'm looking forward to in the mail. And once I get it, that's it. Those are going to be my shoes for the rest of the year. And then some. I'm not worried about anything else. I can look at my room and see how much fucking money I wasted on stupid shit that's not gonna get me anywhere. There are so many things I bought this year that I could have instead. I got a. Fuck. Fuck. I really could have just saved all that money. And I could have had a PC right now. At least a fucking monitor and all the accessories and shit. At least a fucking webcam. At least a fucking stream deck. That's the shit I'm talking about. I'm just wasting shit. So I'm done with that. I know I say that all the fucking time, but I really am. I'm really done with that. I'm done. I'm done beating my dick. I'm done buying stupid shit. I'm done paying for TV. I'm getting rid of Apple Music on September 25th. I'm gonna listen to everything I downloaded and then listen to as much as I can of all the albums I have saved into my library. And I have a lot of albums. I'm gonna try my fucking hardest. And I'm just gonna work. I'm gonna fucking work. I'm gonna do this. Better to go out there with a flimsy sword and learn as you get hit how to better it and sharpen it more than to spend the entire time inside sharpening your sword and not using it.